The Boglehead's Guide to Investing by Taylor Larimore. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. The Boglehead's Guide to Investing is a comprehensive guide to investing written by Taylor Larimore, Mel Lindauer, and Michael LaBeouf. The book is based on the principles of investing advocated by John C. Bogle, the founder of Vanguard Group. The book provides a comprehensive overview of investing, from the basics of asset allocation and diversification to more advanced topics such as tax-efficient investing and retirement planning. It also provides advice on how to select mutual funds, ETFs, and other investments, as well as how to manage a portfolio. The book also includes a section on behavioral finance, which explains how emotions can affect investment decisions. The book begins with an introduction to the Boglehead's philosophy of investing, which is based on the principles of low-cost index investing, diversification, and long-term investing. It then provides an overview of the different types of investments, such as stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and other investments. The book also explains the different types of accounts, such as IRAs, 401(k)s, and 529 plans. It then provides an overview of asset allocation and diversification, and explains how to select investments based on risk tolerance and goals. The book then provides an overview of tax-efficient investing, including how to use tax-advantaged accounts and strategies such as tax loss harvesting. It also provides advice on how to manage a portfolio, including rebalancing and portfolio monitoring. The book also includes a section on retirement planning, which explains how to plan for retirement and how to use Social Security and other retirement income sources. Finally, the book provides a section on behavioral finance, which explains how emotions can affect investment decisions. The Boglehead's Guide to Investing is an invaluable resource for anyone looking to learn more about investing. It provides a comprehensive overview of the different types of investments, as well as advice on how to select and manage a portfolio. It also provides an overview of tax-efficient investing and retirement planning, and explains how emotions can affect investment decisions. The book is written in an easy-to-understand style, making it accessible to both novice and experienced investors. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Start investing early. Investing early is important because it allows your money to compound over time, increasing your returns and helping you reach your financial goals faster. Starting to invest early is one of the most important steps you can take to reach your financial goals. By investing early, you give your money the opportunity to compound over time, meaning that your returns will increase as your investments grow. This is especially important for long-term investments, such as retirement savings, as the longer you have to invest, the more time your money has to grow. Investing early also allows you to take advantage of compounding interest, which can help you reach your financial goals faster. Investing early also gives you the opportunity to take advantage of the power of compounding. Compounding is the process of earning interest on your interest, which can significantly increase your returns over time. For example, if you invest $1,000 and earn a 10% return, you will have $1,100 after 1 year. If you reinvest that $1,100 and earn the same 10% return, you will have $1,210 after 2 years. This process continues, allowing your money to grow exponentially over time. Finally, investing early can help you take advantage of tax-advantaged accounts, such as 401(k)s and IRAs. These accounts allow you to save for retirement while also reducing your taxable income. This can help you save more money in the long run, as you will be able to keep more of your money in your pocket instead of paying it in taxes. Investing early is one of the best ways to reach your financial goals. By investing early, you give your money the opportunity to compound over time, allowing you to take advantage of compounding interest and tax-advantaged accounts. Investing early can help you reach your financial goals faster and more efficiently, so start investing today. Main idea number 2. Diversify your portfolio. diversifying your portfolio is important because it reduces your risk by spreading your investments across different asset classes and sectors. Diversifying your portfolio is an important part of investing. By spreading your investments across different asset classes and sectors, you can reduce your risk and increase your chances of achieving your financial goals. Diversification helps to protect you from the volatility of the markets, as well as from the risk of investing in a single company or sector. It also allows you to take advantage of different types of investments, such as stocks, bonds, mutual funds, and ETFs, to create a portfolio that is tailored to your individual needs and goals. When diversifying your portfolio, it is important to consider the different types of investments available and how they may fit into your overall strategy. For example, stocks may provide higher returns but also carry more risk, while bonds may provide more stability but lower returns. Mutual funds and ETFs can provide a combination of both, allowing you to diversify your portfolio while still achieving your desired level of risk and return. Additionally, it is important to consider the different sectors and industries in which you are investing, as well as the geographic locations of the investments. Diversifying your portfolio is an important part of investing, and it can help you to achieve your financial goals while minimizing your risk. By considering the different types of investments available and how they may fit into your overall strategy, you can create a portfolio that is tailored to your individual needs and goals. Main idea number 3. Invest in low-cost index funds. Investing in low-cost index funds is a great way to get broad market exposure without paying high fees. Investing in low-cost index funds is a great way to get broad market exposure without paying high fees. Index funds are a type of mutual fund that tracks a specific market index, such as the S&P 500 or the Dow Jones Industrial Average. By investing in an index fund, you are essentially investing in the entire market, rather than picking individual stocks. This means that you get the benefit of diversification without having to do the research and analysis that is required when picking individual stocks. Additionally, index funds typically have lower fees than actively managed funds, which can save you money in the long run. Index funds are also relatively easy to invest in. You can purchase them through a broker or directly from the fund company. You can also purchase them through a retirement account, such as a 401k or IRA. This makes them a great option for those who are just starting out with investing, as they don't require a lot of research or analysis. Additionally, index funds are typically more tax efficient than actively managed funds, which can help you save money on taxes. Overall, investing in low-cost index funds is a great way to get broad market exposure without paying high fees. They are relatively easy to invest in and can help you save money on taxes. Additionally, they provide the benefit of diversification without having to do the research and analysis that is required when picking individual stocks. For these reasons, index funds are a great option for those who are just starting out with investing. Main idea number 4. Rebalance your portfolio. Rebalancing your portfolio is important because it helps you maintain your desired asset allocation and reduce risk. Rebalancing your portfolio is an important part of any investment strategy. It helps you maintain your desired asset allocation and reduce risk. When you rebalance, you are selling assets that have increased in value and buying assets that have decreased in value. This helps to keep your portfolio in line with your desired asset allocation and reduces the risk of having too much of your money invested in one asset class. Rebalancing also helps to ensure that you are taking advantage of market opportunities and not missing out on potential gains. The Bogleheads Guide to Investing recommends rebalancing your portfolio at least once a year. This helps to ensure that your portfolio is in line with your desired asset allocation and that you are taking advantage of market opportunities. Rebalancing also helps to reduce risk by ensuring that you are not too heavily invested in one asset class. It is important to remember that rebalancing is not a one-time event, but rather an ongoing process that should be monitored and adjusted as needed. Main idea number 5. Avoid market timing. Market timing is a risky strategy that often leads to losses, so it's best to avoid it. Market timing is a strategy that involves attempting to predict the future direction of the stock market and buying and selling stocks accordingly. It is a risky strategy because it is impossible to accurately predict the future direction of the stock market. Even if you are able to make a correct prediction, the timing of your trades can be difficult to get right. If you buy too early, you may miss out on potential gains, and if you sell too early, you may miss out on potential profits. Therefore, it is best to avoid market timing and instead focus on long-term investing. Long-term investing involves buying stocks and holding them for a long period of time, regardless of short-term market fluctuations. This strategy is much less risky than market timing and can be more profitable in the long run. By investing for the long term, you can take advantage of the power of compounding returns and benefit from the natural growth of the stock market over time. Additionally, you can avoid the costs associated with frequent trading, such as commissions and taxes. The Bogleheads Guide to Investing by Taylor Larimore recommends avoiding market timing and instead focusing on long-term investing. This strategy is much less risky and can be more profitable in the long run. By investing for the long term, you can benefit from the power of compounding returns and the natural growth of the stock market over time. Additionally, you can avoid the costs associated with frequent trading. Therefore, it is best to avoid market timing and focus on long-term investing for the best chance of success. Main idea number 6. Invest regularly. Investing regularly is important because it allows you to take advantage of dollar-cost averaging and helps you stay disciplined. Investing regularly is a key component of successful investing. By investing regularly, you can take advantage of dollar-cost averaging, which is the process of investing a fixed amount of money at regular intervals. This helps to reduce the risk of investing in volatile markets, as it ensures that you are buying more shares when prices are low and fewer shares when prices are high. Additionally, investing regularly helps to keep you disciplined and focused on your long-term goals. It can be easy to get caught up in the short-term fluctuations of the market, but investing regularly helps to keep you focused on the bigger picture. When investing regularly, it is important to have a plan in place. You should decide how much you want to invest each month and where you want to invest it. You should also decide how long you want to invest for and what your goals are. Having a plan in place will help you stay disciplined and focused on achieving your long-term goals. Investing regularly is an important part of successful investing. It helps to reduce risk, keep you disciplined, and keep you focused on your long-term goals. By having a plan in place and investing regularly, you can ensure that you are taking the right steps to reach your financial goals. Main idea number 7. Avoid unnecessary risk. Taking on too much risk can lead to losses, so it's important to avoid unnecessary risk. When it comes to investing, it is important to avoid unnecessary risk. Taking on too much risk can lead to losses, and it is important to be aware of the risks associated with any investment. It is important to understand the potential rewards and risks associated with any investment before making a decision. It is also important to diversify investments to reduce risk. Diversifying investments can help to spread out the risk associated with any one investment and can help to reduce the overall risk of the portfolio. It is also important to understand the different types of risk associated with investments. There are different types of risk, such as market risk, credit risk, and liquidity risk. Understanding the different types of risk can help to make better decisions when it comes to investing. It is also important to understand the different types of investments and how they can affect the overall risk of the portfolio. It is also important to understand the different types of investment strategies and how they can affect the overall risk of the portfolio. Different strategies can be used to reduce risk, such as dollar cost averaging, rebalancing, and diversification. Understanding the different strategies and how they can affect the overall risk of the portfolio can help to make better decisions when it comes to investing. Finally, it is important to understand the different types of investment vehicles and how they can affect the overall risk of the portfolio. Different types of investment vehicles, such as stocks, bonds, mutual funds, and ETFs, can all have different levels of risk associated with them. Understanding the different types of investment vehicles and how they can affect the overall risk of the portfolio can help to make better decisions when it comes to investing. Main idea number 8. Invest in tax-advantaged accounts. Investing in tax-advantaged accounts such as 401(k)s and IRAs can help you save on taxes and maximize your returns. Investing in tax-advantaged accounts is a great way to save on taxes and maximize your returns. These accounts allow you to defer taxes on your investments until you withdraw the money, which can help you save money in the long run. Additionally, many of these accounts offer tax deductions or credits, which can further reduce your tax burden. For example, 401(k)s are employer-sponsored retirement plans that allow you to contribute pre-tax dollars to an account. This means that you don't have to pay taxes on the money you contribute until you withdraw it. Additionally, many employers offer matching contributions, which can help you maximize your returns. IRAs are another type of tax-advantaged account. These accounts allow you to contribute pre-tax dollars to an account and defer taxes until you withdraw the money. Additionally, many IRAs offer tax deductions or credits, which can further reduce your tax burden. Investing in tax-advantaged accounts can be a great way to save on taxes and maximize your returns. It's important to do your research and understand the rules and regulations associated with these accounts before investing. Additionally, it's important to consult with a financial advisor to ensure that you're making the best decisions for your financial future. Main idea number 9. Invest in yourself. Investing in yourself is important because it can help you increase your earning potential and reach your financial goals faster. Investing in yourself is an important part of achieving financial success. It can help you increase your earning potential and reach your financial goals faster. Investing in yourself can take many forms, such as taking classes to learn new skills, investing in yourself through education, or even investing in yourself through self-care. When investing in yourself, it is important to consider the long-term benefits. Investing in yourself can help you increase your earning potential, which can lead to greater financial security. Investing in yourself can also help you develop skills that can help you in your career, such as communication, problem solving, and leadership. Investing in yourself can also help you develop a better understanding of the financial markets, which can help you make better decisions when it comes to investing. Investing in yourself is an important part of achieving financial success. It can help you increase your earning potential and reach your financial goals faster. Investing in yourself can take many forms, and it is important to consider the long-term benefits when making decisions about how to invest in yourself. Investing in yourself can help you increase your earning potential, develop skills that can help you in your career, and gain a better understanding of the financial markets. Main idea number 10. Invest in what you know. Investing in what you know is important because it can help you make better decisions and reduce risk. Investing in what you know is an important concept for any investor to understand. By investing in what you know, you can make more informed decisions and reduce the risk of making a bad investment. Investing in what you know means that you should focus on investments that you understand and have knowledge about. This could include investments in companies that you are familiar with, industries that you understand, or even specific stocks that you have researched. When investing in what you know, it is important to do your research and understand the risks associated with the investment. You should also be aware of the current market conditions and any potential changes that could affect the investment. Additionally, you should be aware of any potential tax implications associated with the investment. By doing your research and understanding the risks, you can make more informed decisions and reduce the risk of making a bad investment. Investing in what you know is an important concept for any investor to understand. By investing in what you know, you can make more informed decisions and reduce the risk of making a bad investment. By doing your research and understanding the risks, you can make more informed decisions and reduce the risk of making a bad investment. Main idea number 11. Don't follow the herd. Following the herd can lead to losses, so it's important to do your own research and make your own decisions. The idea of don't follow the herd is an important one when it comes to investing. It is easy to get caught up in the hype of the latest investment trend or to follow the advice of a friend or family member. However, it is important to remember that the herd mentality can lead to losses. It is essential to do your own research and make your own decisions when it comes to investing. The Bogleheads Guide to Investing by Taylor Larimore provides a comprehensive overview of the basics of investing. It emphasizes the importance of doing your own research and making your own decisions. The book provides advice on how to create a diversified portfolio, how to select investments, and how to manage risk. It also provides guidance on how to avoid common mistakes and pitfalls that can lead to losses. The idea of "don't follow the herd" is an important one to keep in mind when investing. It is essential to do your own research and make your own decisions. The Bogleheads Guide to Investing by Taylor Larimore provides a comprehensive overview of the basics of investing and provides guidance on how to avoid common mistakes and pitfalls that can lead to losses. Main idea number 12. Don't try to beat the market. Trying to beat the market is a risky strategy that often leads to losses, so it's best to avoid it. The idea of trying to beat the market is a popular one, but it is also a risky strategy that often leads to losses. The stock market is unpredictable and it is impossible to predict which stocks will outperform the market. Even professional investors and traders have difficulty consistently beating the market. Therefore, it is best to avoid trying to beat the market and instead focus on investing in a diversified portfolio of low-cost index funds that track the market. This strategy is known as passive investing and it has been proven to be a successful long-term investment strategy. Passive investing involves investing in a diversified portfolio of index funds that track the performance of the overall stock market. This strategy eliminates the need to try to pick individual stocks or actively manage a portfolio. Instead, investors can simply buy and hold a portfolio of index funds and let the market do the work. This strategy has been proven to be successful over the long term and it eliminates the risk of trying to beat the market. In conclusion, trying to beat the market is a risky strategy that often leads to losses. It is best to avoid this strategy and instead focus on investing in a diversified portfolio of low-cost index funds that track the market. This strategy is known as passive investing and it has been proven to be a successful long-term investment strategy. Main idea number 13. Don't chase performance. Chasing performance is a risky strategy that often leads to losses, so it's best to avoid it. Chasing performance is a strategy that many investors fall into, especially when they are new to investing. It involves buying investments that have recently performed well, in the hopes that they will continue to do so. Unfortunately, this strategy is often a recipe for disaster. It can lead to losses, as the investments that have recently performed well may not continue to do so. Furthermore, chasing performance can lead to buying investments at inflated prices, which can further reduce returns. The best way to avoid chasing performance is to have a well-thought-out investment plan. This plan should include a diversified portfolio of investments that are appropriate for your risk tolerance and goals. It should also include a strategy for rebalancing your portfolio periodically to ensure that it remains in line with your goals. By having a plan and sticking to it, you can avoid the temptation to chase performance and instead focus on long-term returns. In addition, it is important to remember that past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Even if an investment has performed well in the past, there is no guarantee that it will continue to do so. Therefore, it is important to look at other factors such as the company's fundamentals and the overall market conditions before investing. Chasing performance is a risky strategy that can lead to losses, so it's best to avoid it. By having a well-thought-out investment plan and focusing on long-term returns, you can ensure that you are investing in a way that is appropriate for your goals and risk tolerance. Furthermore, it is important to remember that past performance is not a guarantee of future results, so it is important to look at other factors before investing. Main idea number 14. Don't invest on margin. Investing on margin is a risky strategy that often leads to losses, so it's best to avoid it. Investing on margin is a risky strategy that should be avoided. When investing on margin, an investor borrows money from a broker to purchase securities. This allows the investor to purchase more securities than they would be able to with their own money. While this can potentially increase returns, it also increases the risk of losses. If the value of the securities purchased on margin decreases, the investor will be responsible for repaying the loan plus interest. This can lead to significant losses if the value of the securities drops significantly. Additionally, the investor will be responsible for any margin calls, which require the investor to deposit additional funds to cover the loan. For these reasons, it is best to avoid investing on margin. While it can potentially increase returns, the risks associated with it are too great. Instead, investors should focus on diversifying their portfolio and investing in low-cost index funds. This will help to minimize risk and maximize returns over the long term. Main idea number 15. Don't invest in high-fee funds. Investing in high-fee funds can reduce your returns, so it's best to avoid them. When it comes to investing, fees can have a huge impact on your returns. High-fee funds can significantly reduce your returns, so it's best to avoid them. Fees can come in the form of management fees, sales charges, and other expenses. These fees can add up quickly, so it's important to be aware of them when you're investing. When you're looking for funds to invest in, make sure to compare the fees of different funds. Look for funds with low fees, as these will help you maximize your returns. Also, be sure to read the fine print and understand the fees associated with each fund. It's also important to remember that fees aren't the only factor to consider when investing. You should also look at the performance of the fund, the risk level, and the fund's investment strategy. All of these factors should be taken into account when making an investment decision. In conclusion, it's best to avoid investing in high-fee funds. These funds can significantly reduce your returns, so it's important to compare fees and understand the fees associated with each fund. By doing so, you can maximize your returns and make the most of your investments. Main idea number 16. Don't invest in unproven strategies. Investing in unproven strategies is a risky strategy that often leads to losses, so it's best to avoid it. When it comes to investing, it is important to remember that there is no guarantee of success. Investing in unproven strategies is a risky strategy that often leads to losses, so it's best to avoid it. It is important to remember that past performance is not necessarily indicative of future results. Investing in something that has not been tested or proven can be a gamble, and it is best to stick to strategies that have been proven to work. It is also important to remember that investing is a long-term process. Investing in unproven strategies can be tempting, but it is important to remember that it is not a good idea to put all of your eggs in one basket. It is best to diversify your investments and spread your risk across different asset classes. This will help to ensure that you are not putting all of your money into one risky strategy. It is also important to remember that investing is a process of trial and error. It is important to be patient and to learn from your mistakes. Investing in unproven strategies can be a costly mistake, so it is important to take the time to research and understand the strategies that you are considering. This will help to ensure that you are making informed decisions and that you are not taking unnecessary risks. Overall, investing in unproven strategies is a risky strategy that often leads to losses. It is important to remember that past performance is not necessarily indicative of future results, and it is best to stick to strategies that have been proven to work. It is also important to diversify your investments and to take the time to research and understand the strategies that you are considering. By following these tips, you can help to ensure that you are making informed decisions and that you are not taking unnecessary risks. Main idea number 17. Don't invest in unregulated funds. Investing in unregulated funds is a risky strategy that often leads to losses, so it's best to avoid it. When it comes to investing, it is important to be aware of the risks associated with unregulated funds. Unregulated funds are not subject to the same regulations as other investments, and as such, they can be more volatile and unpredictable. This means that investors may be exposed to greater risks than they would be with other investments. Additionally, these funds may not be as transparent as other investments, making it difficult to assess the true value of the fund. Investors should also be aware that unregulated funds may not be as liquid as other investments. This means that it may be difficult to sell the fund quickly if needed. Furthermore, these funds may not be as well diversified as other investments, which can lead to greater losses if the fund does not perform as expected. Overall, investing in unregulated funds is a risky strategy that often leads to losses. Therefore, it is best to avoid investing in these funds and instead focus on more regulated investments that are more likely to provide a steady return. By doing so, investors can protect their capital and ensure that their investments are as safe as possible. Main idea number 18. Don't invest in penny stocks. Investing in penny stocks is a risky strategy that often leads to losses, so it's best to avoid it. Penny stocks are stocks that trade for less than $5 per share. They are often highly speculative and volatile investments, and they can be difficult to buy and sell. The low price of penny stocks makes them attractive to investors, but they can be extremely risky. Penny stocks are often issued by small, unknown companies that lack the financial resources to back up their stock prices. They are also subject to manipulation by unscrupulous traders who can artificially inflate the price of a stock. Investing in penny stocks is a gamble, and it is not recommended for most investors. The potential for large gains is outweighed by the potential for large losses. Even if you do manage to make a profit, it is likely to be small compared to the amount of money you could lose. Furthermore, penny stocks are often illiquid, meaning it can be difficult to find buyers or sellers when you need to. If you are looking for a way to invest in the stock market, it is best to avoid penny stocks. Instead, focus on investing in stocks of established companies that have a proven track record of success. These stocks are more likely to provide consistent returns and are less likely to be subject to manipulation. Investing in these stocks can help you build a diversified portfolio that will provide you with long-term growth and stability. Main idea number 19. Don't invest in IPOs. Investing in IPOs is a risky strategy that often leads to losses, so it's best to avoid it. Investing in initial public offerings, IPOs, can be a risky strategy. When a company goes public, it is often priced at a premium, meaning that the stock is more expensive than it would be if it had been trading on the open market for some time. This premium can be difficult to justify, and it can lead to losses for investors who buy in at the IPO price. Additionally, the company may not perform as expected, leading to further losses. It is often better to wait until the stock has been trading on the open market for some time before investing. This allows investors to get a better sense of the company's performance and to buy in at a more reasonable price. Additionally, it gives investors the opportunity to research the company and its management team before investing. In short, investing in IPOs is a risky strategy that often leads to losses, so it's best to avoid it. It is often better to wait until the stock has been trading on the open market for some time before investing, as this allows investors to get a better sense of the company's performance and to buy in at a more reasonable price. Main idea number 20. Don't invest in derivatives. Investing in derivatives is a risky strategy that often leads to losses, so it's best to avoid it. Derivatives are complex financial instruments that derive their value from an underlying asset. They can be used to speculate on the future price of an asset, or to hedge against potential losses. While derivatives can be a useful tool for experienced investors, they are often too risky for the average investor. Derivatives can be extremely volatile and unpredictable, and the potential for losses is high. Even experienced investors can find it difficult to accurately predict the future price of an asset, and the potential for losses is even greater when investing in derivatives. Additionally, derivatives can be difficult to understand and can involve complex legal and tax implications. For these reasons, it is generally best to avoid investing in derivatives. Instead, investors should focus on building a diversified portfolio of stocks, bonds, and other investments that are more predictable and less risky. This will help to ensure that your investments are protected from market volatility and that you are able to achieve your long-term financial goals.